My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills, wants to move on. Listen and enjoy.
We'll go to Mavis.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to Mavis. Mavis, of course, is a Dick Eldorado slash Joe Curry's girl.
Yes.
Who I've been talking to, who I've been conversing with. The last we left with Mavis, I want to say March 6th, 2013, and she was a little confused by me. She did not know if I was a murderer or a wizard.
And you can tell by the size of their wand.
And I feel melancholy now because the editing work I've been doing is when Dick Eldorado started writing to us. So it's like what was that song? Oh, God. The Sarah McLachlan song, something like that, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
It's some sad song that I'm hearing now because we had something and stuff like that.
It started so sweetly.
It started so sweetly. So I feel melancholy because that's the work I've been doing this week.
Aw.
Aw.
Joe's pining for his girl.
Well, if it makes
Dick's pining for his girl.
I will remember
you. Well, if it makes you feel any better,
that's
Joe.
That's the song.
Yeah. The last batch I listened to, my pal, Pip Helix, was a real hussy and posed as Scott Walker and all of a sudden talking to my gal.
Oh, he got jealous as all hell.
Yeah, so, you know, in this world, nobody can be trusted.
And he yelled at me over Facebook about something that
I called you a whore.
About what fake me didn't even do.
Well, yeah, don't worry, because he tried to kill him for gold.
Hold on, settle down. We'll get there. Well, that's why you guys should listen to the scammer clips. You guys can hear. See, that's the cool thing about this show. I mean, all the old shows are up there, so you really should be listening to those.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you guys are hooked into this now, this is a soap opera. You have no idea what we have put these scammers through.
If you like it, if you could follow it, listen to the clips, because I really spend a lot of time trying to make it concise, which leads into this stuff now.
Yeah.
Well, you do a great job with that, but they really should. They're so, because you can't get it, because those are short clips.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, listen, if you don't have the time, listen to the clips.
Yeah.
If you do have the time, and you're hooked on this portion of the show, you really owe it to yourself to find the groundwork. All right. So, the last thing she asked me, and I didn't respond. I don't know if I responded, but she asked me if I was a murderer a second day.
Yes. Yeah. It was the first thing that she came back with.
Yeah.
It was like, hi, I'm online. Are you a murderer?
Humming. Are you a murderer, Norton?
March 10th, 2013. Mavis Mills. Mm. She goes, hey, friend. I go, how are you, Mavis? She goes, well, I'm fine. I go, She goes, I just want you to know I've decided to move on with my life.
What?
Because I don't think I will be able to be with Richard because you will not give us a chance. I go, well, that's not true at all, but if you wish to move on, that is fine. You forget it is Richard that has not written back because he doesn't check his spam filter. you forget his...
Joe has this, I could kill you now.
Joe's in Mavis detention.
It was there.
Oh.
The hell it went.
I go, you forget it is Richard that has not written back to you after you revealed what you revealed. I have nothing to do with that. I was just trying to help you, to convince him that you were worth a second chance. She goes, he doesn't want me. You see why in the first place I didn't want to tell him I am black. I go, Richard's not a racist.
It has nothing to do with that. You won't let me talk to him. I'm sorry. Go on.
Things are moving along.
Compose yourself, Dick.
Go on, dude.
Thank you. I go, Richard is not a racist. If he does not want you, which I do not know or do if he does or does not, it is because you hurt him and he trusted you. If you were honest in the beginning, including your skin color, you would probably be talking to him right now instead of me. Does he even know you're black? I have not told him that. Did you tell him that? Because I didn't know what was in that disappeared email.
You're painting me as a racist.
I didn't paint you as that. I'm sticking up for you.
All right.
Real you, I might, but I think you know.
He read that post by your cousin.
That's another horrible thing on Joe's Facebook page.
Oh, dear. God.
Joe's got a bunch of sweeties that he's friends with.
Don't like that. Right? Yeah.
Pip goes, what could we have possibly done? Oh. I understand. Anyway, moving along. Inside.
Yes.
If you're friends with us on Facebook, you might have an idea. If not, whatever. Yeah. I go, and that's a pretty nasty accusation. Do you think I would be friends with a racist? She goes, I go, it's as simple. I go, it's as simple as this. His wife died. He fell in love with a girl named Mavis, and he let you into his heart. It all turned out to be a lie. His world crashed twice. There is nothing more to it than that. I know how deeply he cared about you, which is why I even entertain helping you get back with him. That being said, as his friend, I need to know what I am getting him back involved with. Already once you and Belinda have deceived us. I can't allow that to happen again. Once bitten, twice shy, and then people butt to burn in Rhode Island.
Nah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
Cue the DJ.
Yeah, right. Well, if the DJ was there, maybe they wouldn't have burned,
yeah,
Joe.
Right. Yeah, right. Hubler.
I go, have you experienced a lot of racism in your life? She goes, yeah, I've gone through with some whites on the internet. That's why I stopped revealing my true identity. Now, where have we heard that before?
That's the same line of hokum that your girl was dishing.
Yep. All part of the beginning. Which makes me think that that's part of this group's formula.
Yes.
And it also makes me think going online is part of this group's formula.
Also makes me think maybe that's why they're compassionate to, you know, talking with you so much.
What do you mean?
What, that there's racism? Maybe there's racism.
You can't claim anti-Semitism because they don't know he's Jewish.
Right.
I did the smart thing with fake news.
What they're going through there, racism, with if they're women, or chauvinism. If this is a woman, chauvinism,
it
racism.
It is a woman. Yeah, I've seen her. You've heard her.
All right. So fine. Yeah. Let's roll with that then.
Okay. We'll go with facts.
Novel.
On my basis here, chauvinism, racism is probably prevalent in that country.
Yeah.
And maybe they're commiserating with you, or, you know, getting sympathy from
you. Well, we've seen that some of the scammers justify their activities because of the slave trade and everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
that's how
they justify it.
I know, but not justification, but why they might be taking a liking to you.
Because I'm not a racist?
Well, not a racist, but maybe
you're not a slave owner?
The way you talk, with her, the way you go back and forth with her, the way she goes back
but
to
this
you.
But this is Mavis. This is not Belinda.
Same country, same person, maybe. But
I put Mavis through the ringer.
Yeah, you have.
All right, I go. That's the exact same thing Belinda told me. Now I do not know if that is a very sad truth, or if that is an excuse, as the internet is filled with men and women from Ghana who pretend to be somebody else.
Ooh, take off your shoes because you've been called on a cop.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.